What's happening, Clipper Nation? It's me, William, the Opinion Updike.
And I am Positive Chuck Mockler.
We are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network. We're bringing you fresh Clippers news 5 days a week.
Woo!
And we got a heck of a show lined up for you today. We're going to kick things off with a preview of the upcoming Clippers-Rockets matchup.
Oh, man.
Always a fun matchup.
Fun is an interesting word.
Always a tumultuous matchup.
Perfect. Yeah. And this one's even crazier with all the small ball stuff going on.
Definitely. So we're going to talk about what we need to do well in that one, as well as what could go wrong. Dig into some key matchups for you. And then it's Thursday. Hot Take Thursday.
Hell
yeah. You can always leave your hot takes at 213-986-7354. To repeat, that's 213-986-7354. We got a few great ones today.
Leave your names on them. We have one person who left their name. Thank you, John.
No, you can be anonymous.
You can be anonymous, but also put your name out there. It's your hot take.
And then we're going to wrap things up with some shavings, mostly talking about how Trez might be a better rim protector than previously thought.
Absolutely.
And then...
Yeah. Clipper's doing some good charity stuff.
Yeah, some science.
Some science. It's good stuff.
Anyways, all that.
In science.
All that and more coming up right about now.
So we have Clippers versus Rockets in Houston. Got to get one piece of housekeeping out the way. We alluded to Rubio being on the Jazz on yesterday's podcast.
I spit took.
We were out of it. He's on the Suns. That's our bad. Don't take that into account as why he should not be good. We should be worried about the Jazz in the playoffs. We're sorry.
We're sorry. That's my bad. That's all on me.
But for now, we are talking about the Clippers Rockets. I'm so excited for this game. Mm-hmm. I am tentatively excited. The Clippers have a clear injury report. Are you going to be monitoring Trez's ankle with a pair of binoculars while we watch this game?
No.
You think he's good to go? 100%?
I don't know about 100%, but we've just seen a bunch of games where he's fallen to the ground clutching that same ankle.
I don't get how this should make me feel better, though.
I agree. I agree. It doesn't make me feel better. I don't know. It's the thing that I worry about is more the accumulation of a small injury again and again.
Exactly.
Becoming a bigger thing. I don't think as of current, I still don't think it's at the point right now where it's maybe something to worry about.
For sure.
Something to keep an eye on.
Something to keep an eye on. We had a really fun time on the Locked On Rockets podcast. Yesterday, go check out Jackson Gatlin's preview. We talked a bunch about Clippers Rockets.
Yeah, he let us talk like 30 minutes of Clippers. Yeah,
it was a good time. He let us talk for way too long. We appreciate that, Jackson.
Go ahead and check that out.
So our record against the Rockets is 1-2 this year. We split the contests in November, lost in December. In the first loss, Harden had 41. In the second loss, Westbrook had 40. And the wheels really fell off late in that game.
Yeah, that was difficult because we had that insane second quarter.
We literally beat them in every major category.
Yeah.
Except for points and turnovers.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll talk about that later, but yes.
But let's get into what could go wrong. Because this is a wild card matchup now. We're facing the new look Rockets.
Yeah. I guess just off the bat, I'm worried that we can't convert in the restricted area and don't get to the line.
I could see it. The Rockets have absurdly good post defense when it's clicking.
Definitely.
The Knicks game, obviously, you know, that was kind of an anomaly.
Yeah, I mean, that's too many power forwards for them to take on. But the Rockets post All-Star, which, you know, granted is only, what, like 6 or 7 games, but the Rockets are 3rd in the league in blocks post All-Star, 6.7 a game.
Insane. It's so many.
It's so many. I don't think that that'll sustain quite at that pace, but still decent. And the Clippers are 27th.
Hell yeah.
3.7 a game. I think if we're unable to get those easy buckets inside, obviously it's going to take away a huge part of our game. And if we can't get to the line, you know, I talked about it a little bit on Gatlin's podcast, but the whistle could really go either way in this one. And
yeah, figuring out the tone early is going to be big. Because
yes.
The thing about the Rockets is like I read an article today. I believe it was on, I don't want to say USA Today, something. About how like the Rockets are height wise small, but not
thick.
But they are not small weight wise. They have reach. Like Covington can block shots. James Harden has been a really good low post defender.
He's an elite post
defender. The last couple of years,
I would say. Which I feel like, and he also, like, I haven't looked at it recently, but, like, he's up there in terms of deflections and stuff like that. Like,
yeah. They just have hands in the passing lanes.
They have a switching system that they've really figured out.
For sure. Offensively, I think perhaps what could go wrong is the paint is wide open and they kill us inside with cuts.
Okay.
There's acres of space in the paint because every single person on the Rockets is a shooter.
Totally.
So it worked on Gobert. Like, you can't even run a traditional big on them.
Mm-hmm.
To try and stop that, because then you're just leaving someone open on the perimeter. So, like, the on-ball stoppage of Harden and Westbrook is going to go a long way in dictating this game.
Definitely.
So Bev and Kawhi are going to have to be, I mean, you know, we're facing one of the rare teams that superstar for superstar can kind of go with us.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, it's just, what else we got?
We got to watch the turnovers. In our loss to them this season, we did almost everything perfectly. We shot the ball, better from everywhere, better from the floor, better free throw percentage, better 3-point percentage. We beat them in points in the paint. We beat them in fast break points, second chance points. It came down to execution down the stretch in our 19 turnovers to their 15.
Did not help.
I mean, I think that was the difference in losing the game.
I would be hard pressed to find someone who disagree with you in that. Subpar perimeter defense gets made to look worse than it is. Not surprisingly, the Rockets rank number one in threes.
Yeah.
Harden takes pretty much 13 a game. Covington is around 9. Ben McLemore is firing 6.5 at just around 40%. He's kind of like our Shamit, as we were talking with Gatlin about.
Yeah.
The rotations are going to have to be perfect. Or if they're not, we hope they shoot worse than their 19th overall 35%, which sounds not that good, but when you're number one...
No, for an entire team, 35 is pretty solid.
And the number one attempts team. So now that we've kind of gotten the negative wind out of these Clippers sails, let's get into what we need to do well.
All right. Do you want to kick it off?
I'll kick it off on this. The first one I had was watch the turnovers.
Yeah. it cuts both ways, baby.
They're stealing and blocking the ball at a higher rate than before the Capella trade.
Yes,
definitely. Because of Covington and Tucker.
Post All-Star break, they're tied for second in the league in steals. They're averaging 10.5 a game, which is absurd.
And Westbrook in transition is a disaster for us. And we've seen the Clippers lose Harden in transition. That was also, this is pre-healthy streak Clippers.
Definitely.
I will say that. So, like, one of the reasons I'm excited for this game is because, like, there's a little bit of uncertainty.
Yeah.
Because we've been playing fantastic.
And we have.
But this is such a weird-ass lineup to play against.
And we have, correct me if I'm wrong, we have played both games with both of our star forwards.
We've played
against Houston.
Yeah, we played two games because we played three. So the first game we didn't have PG.
Yes.
We were in that starting Patterson phase. But no, this is the toughest test other than, I mean, kind of, we thought the Nuggets are going to be tougher. But and, you know, the Shake Melton thing. But no, this is a very tangible, tough test, I feel like.
Definitely.
For the transition defense specifically. I guess my what need to do well is good transition defense. They're the fastest team in the league.
I like it.
Which goes in with turnovers and stuff like that.
Yeah, especially, I mean, it's going to be especially important just because Westbrook is taking, like, less threes than ever.
He's figured it out.
If he's not...
Maury's put enough shooters around him that he's like, oh, I don't have to do that.
So if we're not worried about... I mean, like, if we can't feel relaxed by, like, those early shot clock, like, transition jumpers from Westbrook, like, that's a little bit more serious. You know, that's a little bit more stuff to worry about.
I hope Bev's just in his ear telling him to shoot it the whole time.
I think we got to move the ball really well in this one.
Not going to hear any arguments from me.
Our ball movement has been looking good lately. I hope that we can continue that. Maybe even pick it up a little bit. So we rank like dead middle. This is whole season-wise. We rank like dead middle in the league in assists. they're 29.
Shocked.
And post All-Star break, we're averaging about almost three and a half more assists per game than them. They're a switch heavy defense. I think we need to keep them on their feet. And I think moving the ball around is the best way to do that.
From side to side.
Gotta.
The Clippers do this.
Only way to go.
The Clippers do this funny thing where, like,
what are you going, back to front?
Never. The Clippers do this funny thing where when it's not going well, they just over kind of.
It just gets so much vape in here. What do you want me to do? Hit a vape so hard.
They don't do the easy things well, which is what the Clippers do on offense. And so when things go bad, they kind of forget that. Mm-hmm. So that's where the ball movement can hopefully help us out. And that leads into my thing is make the threes they give us.
Yep.
They rank 27th in opponent three-point attempts per game.
Wow.
But they have fantastic perimeter defense because they rank 5th in opponent three-point percentage.
Okay.
So we got to be making them.
Mm-hmm.
Lou's been hitting lately. Paul George is at 50% from three in his last five games.
Absurd.
Go ahead and hang your hat on that one. And we got to assume Bevan Morris are going to bounce back from the debacle against Oklahoma. I think Morris was 0 of 5 and Bev was like 1 of 6 or something like that. And Bev's shooting is going to come back. They're not as tall as other teams. They just get those deflections. We just got to make threes early.
Totally.
What else we got?
Get some freaking stops.
I'm all right with it.
The Rockets are leading the league in points per game post All-Star. And like the next closest team is more than 5 points behind.
It's not good. It's not a spread I would take.
So it's not a situation. I mean, I feel like I say this all the time, but it's not another situation where we can get into a firefight and go bucket for bucket. We don't want to play that game.
Not with this team. So let's get into these key matchups. I have backcourt versus backcourt.
Okay.
So in the last loss versus the Rockets, Mo and PG got the most time on Westbrook, which I was kind of surprised about. Westbrook ended with 40 points on 31 shots.
Mm-hmm.
He's not in that chucking phase anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So if the lane's open, it's not going to matter. Bev was on Harden for the majority of his defensive minutes.
Yeah.
It went okay. But now Kawhi was on PJ Tucker. So now I think because Doc had that infamous now it's time quote,
mm-hmm.
which again, I'm going to say this every time I bring it up, really being slept on in terms of a soundbite that the Clippers media team could use.
Shots fired.
No. I love the Clippers. Shout out
fired
Charlie Widows.
Clippers media. I hope he's listening. By Charles Mockler.
We got to assume Kawhi is going to be on one of Harden or Westbrook.
I want him.
We have to assume.
I want him on whoever is off ball. I kind of want to keep Bev on ball. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. And the fabulous recap.
Oh, yeah.
On Locked On Rockets.
Well, preview.
Preview.
Recap would be a little hard to do. If we had the recap, I would have bet a lot of money on this game already. And then defensively, I hope the perimeter is going well for our backcourt.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to take Harden to the low post. And if two of these guys are shooting their season average, things are going to be all right. And then, or just really quick, Doc versus his rotations.
I like this because I'm curious to see how it's all going to turn out.
Zoo's getting the Gortat start, right?
Yeah.
He has to.
I think, yeah, he's getting kind of... the ceremonial starting minutes, yeah. Unless things are going really well for him offensively,
which
because I think defensively it's going to be kind of a, I think
it might be a disaster.
Yeah,
it might be a disaster. I'm psyched for some Green and Morris at the five, or sorry, Green and Morris at the five. Need to stagger Paul George and Kawhi in this one.
I would like to see those
whole
guys,
goddamn time.
I would like to see those guys staggered. That'd be great.
And then the bench defense versus the Rockets staggering because they only play with a 9-guy rotation. So if things aren't going well, we're going to see Doc throw some stuff at the wall to see what sticks. What's your prediction for this game? Right now, Clippers are a 1-point underdog.
I want to say we keep this streak going. Hopefully,
Say it with your chest.
We stretch it to 6. We take the Rockets. I'm saying we make them play our game. 121. To like 117. I'm like
close game.
It's like 2 possessions, maybe 1 possession.
I'm also gonna say the Clippers extend the streak. I think Kawhi is going to show people that it is time for him to start guarding number one.
It's time.
It has been, but I feel like the mainstream audience hasn't maybe seen it. Like this is a high profile game. I think we get an elite 2-1-3 game from Paul George and Kawhi. Gonna need it probably anyway if we're gonna win.
Definitely.
But I'm feeling good. I'm really excited to see how Pat Bev bounces back. I'm saying Clippers. This might be a No, this is gonna be an insane one. I'm saying like Clippers 131, Rockets 129.
Wow,
it's gonna be a crazy one.
I love it,
but it's gonna be a good crazy. Coming up after this, we got Hot Take Thursday. Let us know what you think is gonna happen in the game at Locked On Clips, at Charles Walker, at Will Updike. Everyone I know got laid off at my job, so I'm on Twitter a bunch. But first, man, Will, do you like baseball?
Love it.
Well, you know what you should do?
What?
This spring, follow your favorite baseball teams to Arizona.
Arizona, beautiful.
Cactus League spring training. There's amazing weather and landscapes.
Don't got to tell me twice.
Exciting outdoor adventure. I got about 45 seconds more of this to tell you. Incredible food. Arizona is a perfect home base for baseball fans. And you would love that joke because you're a baseball fan.
It's perfect for me.
Almost should say home plate because that's what it's called. Follow your favorite baseball teams to Arizona for Cactus League spring training. Like I said, 10 stadiums. 15 MLB teams, 75 degree temperatures with all 10 stadiums in Greater Phoenix.
All 15 MLB teams?
Yeah, all 15 of them, baby. Check out amazing restaurants and bars nearby, including tons of craft breweries like Four Peaks, Angel's Trumpet Ale House, and my personal favorite, Goldwater Brewing Company.
I'm more of a Four Peaks guy.
Well, okay. I hope you have a good time then. Enjoy live music from local and national artists and explore museums featuring everything from native heritage to modern art to musical instruments from around the world. And Arizona is known for its incredible landscapes, for those of you who hate art, and thrilling outdoor adventures. Hit the road and explore Arizona's urban centers, ghost towns, artsy communities.
What about quirky outposts? Do they have those?
So many quirky outposts. Hiking, biking, jeep tours, hot air balloons. No matter what you love to do, Arizona has you covered. Plan your spring training getaway at visitarizona.com/springtraining. One more time, as visitarizona.com/springtraining.
All right. It's time.
Hot Take Thursday.
Hot Take Thursday.
We got a bunch of them this week.
Don't forget, if you want a chance to get your hot take featured on the show, don't forget to call 213-986-7354.
You can always call. Leave your names. You know, these are hot takes. Own your hot takes.
Own them.
Am I the minority in saying that? I feel like it's, you know, do your thing.
Hey.
We got 2-1 right here. Both team across the hall focused. Both of them are unnamed. We appreciate your takes. Go ahead. Check them out now.
Listen, bros. I'm just really sick of all these cocky Laker fans thinking that their team is better than ours when we all know that's not the case. The Lakers are a bunch of frauds. This is a Clippers town, bro. And we're going to prove it again this weekend that they can't beat us. Clippers in 3, guys. I'll hang up and listen.
The Clippers having the number 2 seed this far in the season is more impressive than the Lakers having the 1 seed. I said it.
Okay, so I like this LA is a Clippers town take just because of how bold it is.
It's a Clippers town, bro. That is such... I want to cut that soundbite because it is like the... And I mean this in the nicest way possible. It is one of the douchiest sounding things I've ever heard.
No!
It's a Clippers town, bro. I love it.
I love it.
I think it's really
whoever
funny.
The unnamed source that left this take, you're a gem. This was a
I
gem.
I like how he says Clippers on 3, as if we're doing like a, like, all right, Clippers on 3. 1, 2, 3, Clips.
Are
like,
we?
No, because he's not here. What do you think? So the second take, I don't really, I mean, I agree with parts of the first take.
Yeah.
I think the Clippers are better than the Lakers, obviously.
Yeah.
Not sure it's a Clippers town.
Hey, now.
It's a Clippers town, bro.
It's a Clippers town.
That's so insane.
I want to make that a soundbite for the show.
He said that he was wearing a popped collar. Like his collar was popped when he did this take.
I love it.
I hope it's good. The second take I really like. I agree with this take 100%. The Clippers having the number 2 seed is much more impressive.
I don't know if I agree with this one.
Most starting lineups in the league, the injuries. People are talking about the Clippers as if they should have been 6th or 7th.
I don't know, but the math between these two.
The math? I'm talking about math. We've had less healthy players.
And we're still like 5 games behind.
What do you want us to do? Where should we be? Like, all right, so that's the thing is like, where
no,
should
you're
we
right.
be?
You're right.
Because they've also, it's not to say that what they have done has been exceeding expectations, but our situation's more impressive.
I actually, I don't know. I don't know if it's more impressive. I feel like coming into the season, we were pretty sure that we would end up around a 2 or a 3 seed. So I don't think that it's like surpassed anything. Maybe you could, I would definitely hear the argument that they've surpassed given the context of like the injuries and lack of continuity.
But you don't think it's more impressive that the Clippers are number 2 right now? 40 plus wins. Less than 20 losses.
42 wins. I mean, what do you want me to say here, man?
I want you to say that it is more impressive. Like, it is. Shout out to that unnamed person who has Clippers faith.
I don't not have faith. I'm just saying, like, it's the regular season. We knew what the regular season was going to be for the Clippers. I just don't think there's any surprises. We didn't know it was
going to be like this, though. There have been surprises. All the injuries.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. There's been surprises.
I'm just saying. We have a take.
We're still sitting pretty, which I thought we would be
absolutely
doing.
But with all the injuries, there's a bunch of asterisks. Thank you for those unnamed takes. Unless I put your name on it. We liked him. I got 5 words for everyone also who doesn't agree with that second take. It's a Clippers town, bro. Next take is coming up from a loyal Twitter user, Mr. Bandito. We missed this one last time we did this, but go ahead. Here's his take on some buyout / trade situations.
Hey guys, this is Mr. Bandito. You know, this is not really a hot take against the Clippers. This is more of a hot take against one particular Suns player. But wow, thank God we didn't trade for Aaron Baines. Because, oof.
Oof. Just an outright dig at Aaron Baines.
Well, you're the resident podcast Aaron Baines hater, so you love this take.
I was pretty psyched with this take. Like, it's just funny to look as, I mean, are you glad that we didn't?
Oh, yeah. Overall, yeah. I mean, we made every right move, I feel like.
Yeah.
And that includes, like, the moves that you don't make.
For sure. That's the biggest part. I mean, that's equally as important as the moves that you do are the ones that you miss on, and it's an actual miss.
I think you quoted one time, you said, sometimes the funniest jokes are the ones you don't say.
Yeah, that can be very true.
And it's the same with trades sometimes.
Yeah, it's the exact same with trades. Well, it's like how in like the off season we were like trying to convince ourselves that we should sign Joakim Noah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now it's like, oh, now he's gonna hurt and all this other stuff. I'm really happy we didn't give up Baines. Lord knows we would have had to give up.
I mean,
because at the time they were asking for like, it probably would have been the same thing that we traded
for.
The Suns,
though, so I feel like at the same time, it's like, here's some potato chips and a shiny coin.
Robert Sarver's like, you know, I listen to your podcast. That one guy, Chuck, talks about food trades all the time.
How many hot dogs you got?
Oh, yeah. For all the new listeners, one of the trades I think in baseball used to happen more so a long, long time ago, where people would get traded for like food items.
Well, and there's the famous story with Kyle Korver and the...
You're sure like a fax machine. Yeah, so like I think people being traded for inanimate objects or food from certain team cities, like regional specific food.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of In-N-Out burgers.
Yes.
Or something like that.
Any other thoughts on Baines before we get into this last take?
No, hope he does well. I don't know.
All right,
Shout out that one Twitter account that's that Aaron Baines stan account.
Oh, it's really great. Funny. So this last take comes from John.
Shout out John.
It's a spicy one.
Up in Carmichael.
It's a pack div take.
It is very much a pack div
in a long time. So let's cut to that.
Hey Chuck and Will, this is John from Carmichael. Here's my hot take for you. I think it's pretty clear at this point that, there's a bit of a conspiracy, that the league wants the Sacramento Kings to be the 8th seed, the darling Sacramento Kings of the NBA. My hot take is that I think the Clippers are a little scared to get the 1 seed because they don't want to face the darling Kings. What do you guys think? Let me know. Thanks a lot. Love the show.
You know, this guy, I'm going to tell you something. Something about this guy sounds familiar.
I wonder if this guy does web dev.
I don't know. I feel like I used to work with a guy who sounded like this. What do you think? Are the Clippers scared of the Kings?
Why aren't they?
I don't think it's true.
No, I mean, it's funny because like last year, last year we were very scared of the Kings. It was, you know, very
despite
much
despite still being undefeated before we messed that up this year.
Yes. It just felt different. They were playing so fast. They were, you know, a young, hungry team. Not that they aren't still.
Playing like a team that had De'Aaron Fox, I would say, in terms of pace.
Yeah. They're currently 3.5 games out of an 8th seed. I don't think we'll be playing them in a first round.
I don't either. I don't think we're going to be playing them in the playoffs anytime soon. They got a lot of stuff to figure out over there.
I mean, I feel like they're like a season away, maybe.
How many?
For making the playoffs?
I feel like this is a, like, this is, that's an evergreen tweet for the Kings. They were a season away 2 years ago. They were, you know what I mean? Like, last season was supposed to be their season. I don't know. Shout out John. Listen to Kings Pod. It's a good active pod. Also, listen to Locked On Kings, hosted by Matt George.
Yep. Shout out Matt George. Shout out John Brzecki.
Anything else?
No, I think that'll do it for hot takes. I'm scorched.
Oh, man. I am too. Put your names on the hot takes. Thank you so much to everyone who put their voice on tape. This is recorded on actual voicemail, so it's very hard to convert it to digital and then put it on the podcast. You can leave your hot takes at 213-986-7354. One day, we're going to have a Wednesday game that gets some real spicy takes, you know? Coming up after this, we got some shavings. We're talking rim protection stats from Shane Young and some Clippers given back.
All right, shavings.
You're mad about it? What, you sound like a deli waitress? Welcome to shavings.
What's your number?
What do you want? We're out of it. So there was some Shane Young, fantastic writer. Follow him if you're not. Put out some wild rim protection stats.
All right.
He was looking at players that have defended 250 plus attempts at the rim and the opponent's field goal percentage. Very fair sample size. Zubats ranks number 2 in the league at 46.6%. I would say surprising, but also like, yeah, we knew he was good.
Mm-hmm.
Good to see him up there doing his thing. Mm-hmm. Very team-friendly contract, something a lot of people don't talk about. Number 8, top 10, ahead of the likes of Miles Turner, Anthony Davis, and Serge Ibaka, is your own Montrezl Harrell, 51.5%.
That's wild.
This blew my goddamn mind.
This is wild.
I didn't look at, I mean, obviously, admittedly, I didn't look at the rim protection stats. I only kind of knew the things that people would throw out about Zubats. This is like, and I tell you one thing, it's not for a small sample size because he plays minutes.
He does.
Like,
too many minutes.
It's not like there's some weird loophole that he's 8.
Yeah.
You know? Shout out Trez.
Yeah, how does this make you feel about the Clippers top to bottom? I feel like this is the largest like nitpick people have had on the team.
Yeah, Clippers can't rim protect. Clippers don't have a big. Well, we have one, we just don't have two.
We have two.
Well, yeah, I mean positionally.
Three with Morris.
That's true.
Four with Jermichael, which is too many centers.
You're saying cut somebody.
Gotta.
No, this, I mean, this actually reinforces the idea more that Trez needs more breaks.
I don't see the logic there.
The logic there is that I think his percentage could, I think Zubat's percentage would stay the same if you just maybe played him for 2 minutes in the middle of a Trez stretch in the fourth quarter. Or hey, maybe even the third. But, you know what I mean? And I think Trez's would get better.
No, that's fair.
Like, it's just hard for me to, like, I love these. These are fantastic. These numbers, that's great. But it's still like so if he's this good, Trez is this good now. He's a top 10 at the rim post defender.
Mm-hmm.
That is a fact. He is also an elite role guy. His passing out of the short role has been better. He's this good now.
Yeah.
He should not be playing such long stretches. Play the same amount. But like,
I feel you.
Maybe stretch, maybe put a little rest in there.
I feel you.
This stat, like, kind of, it blew my mind, though.
Definitely.
I didn't think he was this good at defending the rim. He looked better for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Shane Young for kind of making my day, I feel like.
Way to go, Shane.
What else we got in the shavings?
What is this? Clipper Sci-Fest?
Clipper Sci-Fest. Dude, the Clippers are giving back in a very cool way.
I love it.
This Friday at the convention center.
Ooh.
Students and teachers and chaperones, I'd have to assume. Well, you never know. Some overeager parents going to sign up for that and embarrass their kid. We'll check out real-world STEM applications and demos. Pat Bev's going to be there to talk to the kids about STEM. Love it. It's fantastic. Hands-on surgery simulator is really what caught my eye from this press release.
Oof.
I want to go and just see how much better of a job I could do than these doctors who go to school.
Yeah, what if it's plastic surgery and they're just chiseling away at facial
bones? Oh, it's a surgery simulator, but it's a non-necessary procedure.
It could be necessary. It could just be post-accident or something.
All right, that's fair. In my head,
Charles really with a
in my head
archaic
it was,
stance on plastic surgery.
No, in my head, it was like you're doing some procedure where the insurance company's like, we're not giving you money for this nose job. And the person's like, I need it. And they're like, it's not medically necessary. There's also... Have you been to the science museum?
Not in a while, but yes.
There's a drunk driving simulator.
Yes.
They make it a little too much like a video game. I believe I have the high score. I went the furthest with the drunk driving setting on it.
I mean, we don't need to mention that.
There will be a contest on hand for a grant among students showing their best application of science, tech, engineering, arts, and mathematics. So there's STEM and STEAM now.
Oh.
Which I like. STEAM is a little more chill. Check out clippers.com/SciFest for more info. I don't know. I wish there was something close to a professional sports team in Montana when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. So I could have gone and done stuff like this. You know?
It's true.
Something about, you know, junior hockey teams don't put on as good of events as professional, legitimate basketball franchises.
No, I'm all for this. I'm glad that they're, you know, they're continuing their commitment to outreach to the community.
Are you going
to
check out SciFest?
Probably not.
Go lurk, dude. Wear your media pass. So you have to let you do more surgery than the kids.
I'm actually not allowed within a certain amount of feet of the science center.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're always protesting the science. You're like, what is air? Oh, man. All right. We're getting off the rails now. It's time to go edit this thing down. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Yeah.
Thank you for your hot takes on Hot Take Thursday here on Locked On Clippers. We are going to have an episode for you tomorrow.
Friday.
Recapping this hopeful victory over the Rockets.
Ugh.
Previewing the 12:30 but kind of 11:30 game because of daylight saving time against the Lakers
on Sunday. Bizarre. You double can't get your lunch.
No. Oh, dude, Doc's two meals down.
He can't even grab a Lunchable.
Dude, he's two and a half meals down. I was just going to start a fake rumor about Doc and Lunchables, but I don't want to do that. And of course, we're going to have a Love, Marry, Kill. Who knows what it's going to be about? My mom's in town, so maybe it'll be about something, I don't know, maybe my mom will join us for that segment.
Maybe other things the Clippers could teach the youth instead of science.
Instead of science, yeah. Seriously, though, you should learn science. Thank you for hanging out. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Deezer, Google Pods.
Please, if you haven't already, subscribe, rate the podcast. We'd love to read your rating and review on air.
Hell yeah. And yeah, hope you voted. Hope that was a good time. I've been Positive Chuck Mockler.
I'm William the Opinion Updike. Appreciate you.